You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY at 844. I'm Jennifer Lynn. With less than 2 months before Pennsylvania's House, Senate, and governor are supposed to finalize a new congressional map, redistricting reformers say they're hoping lawmakers live up to their promises to heed feedback from the public. WHYY's Katie Meyer reports promises are all they have. There's no law requiring the legislature to listen to public comment.
Thomas Cutts recently drew his very first congressional map. He submitted it to Pennsylvania's House Republicans, hoping they'll use his input when they draft the real map that'll dictate congressional lines for the next 10 years.
So I have no idea what the partisan breakdown is in my map. I just thought it'd be cool to be part of the process and kind of see what it is that they have to go through.
Cutts is a Lower Allen Township Commissioner, and he chairs the Cumberland County Republican Party. He knows Pennsylvania politics well. But even he doesn't know what'll happen to the map he submitted. Maybe lawmakers will take a serious look at his pitch to lump Western Cumberland County in with York in one district, since he thinks those areas have similar political priorities. But maybe they won't. The process is a black box.
So I hope they take public input seriously. I think it's going to be helpful to be able to have those voices, and then hopefully they'll consider it.
Cutts and other people interested in the map have some good reasons to hope their feedback will be listened to. Over the past 6 months, Pennsylvania lawmakers have held a lot of redistricting hearings.
Today, the House State Government Committee will convene the first of 8 regional hearings on congressional redistricting. This hearing is another hearing on congressional redistricting.
The fourth of 8 regional hearings across Pennsylvania on congressional redistricting. Today, we'll be hearing testimony about the North Central region of our Commonwealth.
About the Southeast region of our Commonwealth.
South Central region of our Commonwealth.
Today, we'll be hearing testimony about the Philadelphia region of our Commonwealth. Thank you to the American Heritage.
House and Senate Republicans and Democratic Governor Tom Wolf are the main drivers of the redistricting process. And they've gone all over the state collecting public opinions. But Carol Cunningham says that's not enough. She heads the group Fair Districts PA, which advocates for redistricting transparency. She says while she's happy to see hearings and public comment, they should be enshrined in law.
They may have people offer comment, but there's absolutely no requirement that they use the comment and no requirement that they share the comment.
There's a reason for Cunningham's concerns. This year, the mapping process is pretty bipartisan. Republicans control the legislature, a Democrat is governor, and Democrats control the state Supreme Court, where map challenges often end up. But 10 years ago, Republicans controlled everything. They kept their negotiations secret, then quickly passed and signed a map without any hearings. Eventually, the Supreme Court threw that map out, saying it gave an unfair advantage to the GOP in elections. Cunningham says any system where fairness hinges on partisan balance just doesn't work.
So trust in this is very, very slim. If the past is prelude to the present, there is no reason for hope that they will be incorporating public comment. And that is a great concern.
Ruth Yeiser feels similarly. She's been volunteering for Fair Districts for a few years and wanted to submit testimony to one of the Senate's redistricting hearings. Yeiser's savvy enough to navigate the complicated map drafting process. But even she couldn't figure out how to submit testimony.
How are you even going to know? Because you're not finding it on the General Assembly site. Your rep's not sending you anything. How are you going to know, you know, where you need to go if you do want to testify?
She ended up finding a Senate staffer's email address and sending her testimony there. But she says the struggle soured her on the whole process. She felt like she was sending her feedback into a void.
I can't imagine that this is anything more than show.
Lawmakers and staffers have confirmed that portions of the map are already finished. Republican Senator Dave Argel chairs his chamber's state government committee and has a key role in the drawing process. He said he picked up some good ideas from citizen mappers and hopes to give Pennsylvanians more opportunities for feedback.
I would prefer to have the bill introduced, have it subject to public hearings, review any possible changes that have been suggested, and get it to the governor's desk by the deadline.
But he's also not making any promises.
There's no guarantee. If there is no bipartisan agreement with the Senate Democrats, if there is no bicameral agreement with the House,
if negotiations break down, he's not ruling out what Republicans did 10 years ago, jamming a map through the legislature at the last minute. The legislature and governor have until late January to finalize new district lines. If they can't agree, the state Supreme Court may have to draw one. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.